You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Today is Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and this is part two of the State of New England Hip Hop. Last week, we did an episode with Bedlam, Dart Adams, and Tim LaRue, and we talked about the industry side of what's going on in New England right now. And tonight, we're coming back to discuss the artist side. The point of this series is to bring these behind the scenes convos to the forefront, pull back the curtain, and let y'all know what conversations are taking place often off the air. So we did the industry part first, but now we're going to have a little more artist centric version. If you missed part one, that's up now. That's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, wherever. That's up there along with the Tony White interview, Women in Hip Hop, Billy Dean Thomas, Ron Beatty, JanSport J, Suicide Squad, and about 122 others. So check those out if you haven't. If you subscribe, you'll get this one right when it drops. Otherwise, you'll get it when we share the link, which will be sometime this Thursday. And we're also on iHeartRadio now, so if you're tuned in there. Tonight, I will be joined by Latrell James. He's a multi-talented producer, rapper, singer, active member of New England hip-hop scene. He's currently nominated for multiple Boston Music Awards. His newest single, Today, is out now. M.Dot is going to be calling in. He's the possessor of a relentless DIY work ethic, constantly recording and releasing new music. He's toured Europe extensively and is a previous Boston Music Award winner. Debut album, Ego and the Enemy, is out now. And finally, Oompa will be with us. She is a nationally acclaimed Boston-born poet, rapper, and educator, forever representing the queer, black, orphan, hood kids, and them. She's also nominated for multiple BMAs and just dropped a new video documentary from her first tour, working on a new album coming out in 2019. So we'll be back with them very shortly. If you're tuned in, let us know at LFOD Radio. There's an underscore on Twitter. Hashtag State of NEHH. And we're going to get into this. We're going to kick things off with classic Latrell James. Probably dropped around the time we first spoke with him. This is On My Own. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
You know, this music thing is so much sacrifice, it's so much everything, you know. You lose your loved ones, you know. You lose your friends. You lose everyone just for this dream, you know. But it's like, do you chase this dream or do you chase your loved ones? You know, like, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, one thing that I told myself is if I die doing this music, I did it for those ones that I love.
They tryna pick up where I left off. I ain't left nothing. I'm right forever. Righteous, clever. Somehow stay involved with all the right endeavors. And I'm like, whatever. Jealous cause my drive is better. Take me over mountains. My forecast show I'ma climb it. Whether the odds are against me or they stacked in my favor. Scholar camaraderie's with me. It's automatic, they hate us because we hunt when we hungry. We don't wait for a cater. When we see it, we get it and say no to a favor. You put your hand out for one, it becomes chubs in that gator. You lose your hand at that moment. That's Luke Skywalker and Saber. And all my mom and my father, man, I'ma get to this paper. And all my sisters and brothers, our house won't have any neighbors. I never got what I wanted, but had Nintendo and Sega. You all just open up doors. I do impressions of Kramer. I make crowds put hands together. Is that applauding or prayer? Either way, things ain't never been as clear. What I'm looking in,
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own.
Did this work all on my lonely. I ain't had none of my homies. Thought that they would have my back since Tommy and Dino Spumoni. Now I have to lay the smack it down on all of these
jabronis. Don't associate with phony. What my grandmama had told me, James synonymous with real. You ain't never seen LBS, never seen LBS. Getting back for the move, that's birth control. I ain't kidding, them situations we living in. Even your family changed color, seen that live with Aunt Vivian. I got nothing to lose, with a whole lot to gain. Y'all pray for bigger targets, I'm perfecting my aim. I invest in this business, y'all invest in the chain. No situation at this table if you got nothing to bring. I'm losing friends in my mental from sacrifices I'm making, because I'm focused on working. Man, there's no time to get faded. The most close-minded of people be the ones that strip you naked. Feel that hatred, things ain't never been as clear. When I'm looking at
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own.
And I know you knew, I knew that screaming, screw this man, I'm through this. Why'd you do this? Cause I screwed that, now you in the backfield blocking. You ain't no fullback and I understand why you hate me. Well, now you're scared of dating, cause I made you step for months and what I've been avoiding facing. That thing that I've become is the monster I was afraid of. And I kept you in the dark because that's what evil had made us. Intent was always good, I'm sure that there's work too. The way my trust was set up had to be somebody's fool. And I swore on what I love and never go through that again. So I leave before you make me and at least make you my friend. When I got something good, I camouflage and sabotage. And I pick out all your no flaws so that we can say I was wrong. You deserve the moon and stars, if she can't reach that, let it be. I mean this from the bottom, even if that she is me.
Don't want you to leave. No more tears on your sleeves. All that I know, how love picks up and goes. Tell me how different. No, I think we grow. You always seem to let me know. It ain't working. No, no. And when I try to.
Some moon and stars that I caught. I tried to get a bit of sun and realize that it's too hot, so I'll commit to doing everything I think could be worthwhile. You're as close as make it get to that star. Watch you smiling, I know I'm kinda late. I was sure that you would wait. That's what happens when you assume instead of communicate. You woke up while I was snoozing. The more I try to win you now, the more I know I'm losing. The more it seems I lose control. You set your mode to cruising. You said for me to choose you, but you choose them. I'm confused. I guess I gotta face the news. How they were there when you went through it. And they embrace the flaws I use as proof of my excuses. Just cause I know you're moving on, don't make it easy, do it. Question, was it love or was it lonely? Was it me or anybody in that moment. I guess we'll never know, cause tables turn and time don't wait. Sometimes I go, at least I know now I'm too late, huh?
At least I know now I'm too late. At least I know now I'm too late. Fuck it. At least I know now I'm too late, oh. At least I know now not too late. At least I know now not too late. Not to wait, oh.
Put down your keys. Don't want you to leave. No more tears for your sleeves. All that I know is how love picks up to go. Tell me your different. You always seem to let me know it ain't worth
your
it.
Your honor, into the jury.
No, no.
I intend to prove beyond a shadow of doubt that we are innocent.
Yourself, make me stay. This is crazy.
Hey yo, my mic sound nice. Cross that line, I engraved in this issue. Paid for it with your life. I'm from the heights, and it's known to pull a heist. Kidnap your wife, leave a note with a price. 30 niggas in the Chinese spot. Kingston Ave, Crown Heights, most grimiest block. If you could make it there, you could take over the planet. And this is real, and you still don't understand it. People thought I was a myth. Heard I had the gift that could uplift the youth. Teaching them the truth. Mad death threats and shots thrown at me. Sent FBI and the cops to combat me. Trying to rap me, but Jook's not guilty. You can't cap me, I'm bulletproof built, B. Motherfuck the law, I'll snuff your jaw. Nothing more to discuss, justice raw.
Guilty. Would define. You guilty, guilty. Would define you guilty, guilty. Would define you guilty, guilty.
EMS in the building.
Would define.
Yo, I'm guilty of being a provider of that dope product. My riddims are cold-hearted, the rhythm's my co-pilot. I live in the drums, kick back, relax on the sneer. If you ain't hearing it, get the wax out your ear. Plaques in the rear, magazine, newspaper clippings. I'm a gift, walking earth, tie my shoes with the ribbon. You suckers slept, even though I always come correct.
What else?
This hole's low in the desert that ain't been dug up yet. I got them hooked like I threw the line and tossed. Made a man's words a lost trait. These fools got no prostate. You known across state, I'm known across seas. Chicks pee pee when they see me, get across knees. Guilty of speaking my mind, no weakness to find. MVP in his prime, you're weak with a seat on the pine.
Okay.
Go ahead, peep and rewind, study what I spit. Learn something stupid, make some money off the hit.
Guilty, would define you guilty. Guilty, would define you guilty. Define you guilty, guilty. Would define you guilty.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was AJ Munson, Guilty, featuring Rusty Jux and MDOT. One of the weekly MDOT drops that I get. And then before that, we had Oompa with X Factor and Latrell James with On My Own. Both of them are in the building right now. What is happening?
CCCCCCCC.
Say that again.
What up?
What's happening? So we get to joke on MDOT relentlessly tonight because he will be calling in. But the big news is we got Latrell.
I'm here in the flesh.
Come to the studio.
What?
Hey, I've been here multiple times, just not for this occasion.
Yeah. Well, usually Tim LaRue calls in, but he's in California, so.
I mean, look, man, ain't nothing but a plane ride.
I think next year we're going to try to fly him out.
Ain't nothing but a plane ride.
Yeah. Right? I'm thinking next year we do it on a stage or something, make it an event.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That'd be cool.
Make it public. So.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fights.
Put it at the Sinclair.
Nah, man.
It's going to be a scrap. Somebody going to say something they ain't supposed to say.
Nah, we cultivate compassion here.
Oh, absolutely. That's how we were all built on love and compassion.
Sounds anyway, good.
Welcome, y'all. I'm very happy to have you here. It's dope. We talked about this off air a bit. It's awesome that you guys are all leveling up as we do this because it makes these conversations so much realer. Because each year we check in and someone has done something new, crossed a new bridge, made progress. So people tuned in can really hear, like, yeah, these guys are doing things. MDOT says he's on the line, but MDOT, I don't know, man. What did you call? There's no line. It's just me. 855-915-9636. Try again, man. Try again, please. Anyway, hopefully MDOT gets on. But real quick, before we get into it, could you let people know your socials? Because they're going to want to comment on this.
Cool, yeah. I am Latrell James on Twitter, Latrell James on Instagram, Latrell James, everything else in the world.
And I'm Oompa Loud on Venmo, Oompa Loud on Twitter, Oompa Loud on everything else, and OompaLoud.com. Yeah.
That's what's up. So definitely get at them, hashtag State of NEHH. We're at LFOD Radio everywhere, _ on Twitter. So when we first did this, and I would definitely recommend people look back and listen to the old ones. We'll post those links when we drop this. But when we first did this, everyone described their definition of success, which I think is important when people are listening to you, because that affects how you move and what your goals are and things like that. Mm-hmm. So some of your definitions might have changed. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if we could get those one more time. Latrell, what is your definition of success right now that you are striving for?
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
Because you are successful at achieving that happiness, right? So even if it's just 5 seconds of happiness, you achieved that. To get to that point, to actually get that, you know, reaction, you achieve something. So just happiness.
What makes you happy right now?
Everything. Writing a lyric, finding a great bar, finding a great drum line, finding a great sample. Those little things I appreciate now way more than I did ever. Just that, the ability to do those things, I appreciate it. Simple.
So for you, success is really more a state of mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Oompa?
Yeah, I think success for me is probably... I think success for me is like... always, and I know this is going to sound similar, but like keeping my joy protected and keeping my joy fed, because I think I spent a lot of time, even this year, not having that, and then therefore not feeling successful when all the other things around me were going well. So I think that's one part, and I think in a very tangible way, success for me means I get to create what I want, feel good about it, about the fact that it happened, even if I don't feel good about it 10 years later, and building towards a life where I can take care of my family and my peoples. That's success for me, I think.
All right. Did you guys listen to last week's talk?
I didn't do my homework, fam. No, I'm not gonna lie.
I'd be dead honest too.
I did not do my homework.
Not yet. I usually plan to go drive with it. I haven't had a long drive yet though.
I haven't watched Insecure. I haven't caught up on LFOD. Like,
this
I'm
is
just
all
trash.
These are truths.
Yeah. Right, I could have faked it. I could have been like, yeah, I'm good at faking homework, but I did not do
I didn't
my
even
homework.
Watch the Patriots game, so.
Me either. I heard we lost.
I haven't watched a snap all year.
See? Yo, yep.
See, we're good then. We're okay here.
Yeah. You're not okay with missing LFOD, though.
Well, this might make it interesting, because I think, like...
last year, you showed up for it.
Yeah.
You were here, live studio audience.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I think I just have a different relationship to the industry, maybe.
Mm.
And I feel like, yeah. I don't know.
Since last year?
The answers are within, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Well, we would recommend that artists tuned in, do check it out, because there's a lot of gems that get dropped. Dart Adams is a walking...
oh, yeah.
You know,
he's an encyclopedia.
That guy's wild.
Yeah, he knows what's happening. Bedlam has a lot of gems from, you know, the DJ and record moving, you know, side of things. And then Tim has... you know, his perspective. So there's a lot of good stuff in there we would recommend, even if it's not entirely geared around giving advice so much as just kind of watching.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff in
there. For sure.
So let's talk about last year, then we'll talk about your last one.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to get into the future. We all had goals set for last year.
Huh.
So the first goal was for everybody. MDOT was the only one with a Wikipedia page. I checked today.
Yeah.
Still only MDOT with a Wikipedia page. So next year, you know, we'd like to see some Wikipedia pages.
All right.
We don't have one yet either.
I was going to say, doesn't somebody else create that? Is that how that works?
But like, everybody out here getting money don't got a Wikipedia page, bro.
Oh.
I'm just saying, if you're getting it, you're getting it.
Okay. I ain't getting it. I'm
just saying.
I don't
know. I mean, some people, some greats don't have a Wikipedia.
Like who?
I mean, just like dude.
Michael Jackson. No, he got a Wikipedia.
Nah, there's people getting money that ain't got a Wikipedia. I'm just saying.
Are they making music?
Does Gary Vee have a Wikipedia?
He probably does.
He probably does.
He probably made it himself.
Gary Vee.
He probably made Wikipedia.
And he probably been promoting it on Instagram stories. Shout out to Gary Vee. That guy's a genius.
Yo, dead. Dead butt.
I try to keep it positive, so I'm not going to comment on Gary Vee.
But, I'm like,
you know, you get it.
Oompa.
Yes, sir.
Your goal. We're giving up on MDOT, by the way. I'm sorry, dude, if you're tuned in. I don't know what it is. He's getting some sort of, you know, waiting thing, and there's no waiting. It goes right in. So there must be something wrong with the phones here. So
I'm thinking about you
now. It sucks to happen to him because he preaches, like, always be there. So... But shout out to MDOT. We do love them. We're joking a little bit, but we do. There are very few people who are more, you know, communicative and who touch base and, you know, really pull up regardless of what the event is.
Yeah.
So he definitely would be here if he could. Oompa, your goal for yourself, this is kind of for the scene. You wanted to see people who have resources and are looking to invest in the arts to look closer at hip-hop in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one person, but hip-hop in general. The idea of more spaces for people to hone their craft. You talked about people jumping in, hitting walls, and not really knowing where to go. Versus on the poetry side, if you do slams, you're going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But with hip-hop, you might get that one chance on stage.
Yeah.
And if you're not tightened up yet, that could be it for you.
Yeah.
So...
You want me to check in about that goal?
Yeah, how do you feel if you could give that a rating?
I think I started doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't seeing it, and I think I started to see that as a priority for me, and I started to look and see who was in the city and, like, figure out who I like, what I like seeing, people who were hungry, and, like, I don't have a lot, right? I'm not saying I'm on top of nothing, but I can get into venues now that I couldn't get into last year, and... There's no point in me doing the same shows over and over again. It's not providing value to the city. It's not providing value to music. So I started seeing some homies who are dope, who weren't getting looks that they wanted to get, or who were, but we're peers. So it's like, let's share that space. Or cats who are just young and hungry and want to hone their craft. And what better way to do that than opening for like dope artists or being in front of people who've been doing this for years. And then not getting the feedback you want in the audience, you know? And like, that's the feedback, you know? And so, yeah, I started like just trying to find different ways to like partner with spaces to throw shows, or to, if somebody's looking for me to do this thing, I say, nah, I can't do it, but you should reach out to this person, you know, like email them now, you know, and I'm like, yo, follow up to the homie or whatever. So that's one part of it. And I think, you know, the industry in Boston is interesting because I think hip hop is a little bit of everywhere now, but I think it's because, you know, globally hip hop just outdid every other genre in the world, and people would be remiss to miss out on what hip hop brings for them on a business level. And unfortunately, some of the business carries over way more than the spirit. And so we end up having a lot of culture missing, but a lot of hip hop at shows. So I think we got a lot of ways to grow, but I've definitely been seeing more hip hop in the city nonetheless. And hip hop artists being like, I'm taking my space. I know what you're doing, but I know what I'm doing too. And they're like, I'm here. So I think it's a little bit of everything happening in that way.
So is that like a B?
Huh?
Like a B?
B for it happening, a C for how it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that.
That's my answer.
There has been, because you have seen more, but
absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the B and C. So. Mm. Latrell, yours, I don't think happened, but we can read it out loud. You wanted two more artists to break nationally, reach back and grab two more artists, who then reach back and grab two more artists.
I remember that.
And then specifically, you wanted more artists to figure out how to make money outside of Boston this year. I think that happened.
That did happen. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. I mean, the first part, fail. Two breaking nationalities was an unrealistic expectation. Yeah. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that whoever's growing shouldn't be reaching back and contributing, even if you're on a national level. So, I think it happened on a more minute scale with, what Oomph's doing and others are doing. So, I think that did happen. Bakari puts together events, and he's reaching back and grabbing people. So, I think it's happening on a smaller scale. I just wish that it happened with more national artists. But the other half, we on it.
Yeah.
We on it. Same we on us. It. So we out here making money for sure. Well, for sure we getting some money everywhere.
I see where your head's at this year.
Where? Money's not nothing to me, bro, man. That's
it's on
stuff.
Your mind right now.
Nah, it's really not, bro. It's just at the end of the day, money's everything, but it's nothing at the same time.
Yeah,
the problem with the country is that we can't separate money from right from wrong. And once we learn how to separate that, we'll be fine. But it's a different story. We're not talking about the country today. We're talking about Boston hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess who broke net? Would you count? I guess Joyner broke last year.
He
was broken to us before that, but I mean, I think last year.
Oh, with the Eminem. I mean, this has been his breakout year in my eyes with the Eminem co-sign and all that. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I would say so.
Half.
He's
two,
the biggest
bro.
Thing from here at the end of the day.
Bold.
No, that's not bold at all. When Eminem co-signed you, you are what you are.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, fair. Touche.
We'll see how he bounces back from this Tory thing. But
I don't even know about any of
the Tory Lanez beef.
Yeah,
is that real?
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Like, it's fake real, right?
I don't know yet.
All right, cool. I mean, that's not important.
No,
they get money.
No,
definitely. They get money.
They shouldn't be on my mind.
Shout out to Joyner. If you don't know who Joyner Lucas is, you can go on LFOD Radio and listen to our interview with him from way back.
Yeah, man.
Wow, it's been a great.
He should come back.
He might. He could.
Hmm.
All right, so those are last year's goals. MDOT, we can read it. He said he wanted the...
Yo, you really are.
Yeah, you really are.
He said he wanted the older generation to merge more with the younger generation, coming out and co-signing trap and newer styles. He doesn't like the division between boom bap and trap.
Nah, that ain't changed.
He wants people to experiment, evolve, but not just copy radio.
That ain't changed.
So...
That ain't changed. Just truthfully, it didn't change.
Yeah. No, that really didn't.
I mean, I get it. There's an age difference, then there's a culture difference, then there's a generation difference. There's a lot of differences.
I saw someone mad today about someone listening to Lil Baby and trying to say they should listen to Eric B and Rakim, and I was like, why would you?
That's what I'm saying.
They're so lost.
Those are different languages, man.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
It's different times. The music has to sound different.
Yeah.
I'd be mad if it didn't.
Exactly. Right.
Where would we be if it didn't? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not knocking anything.
No.
Exactly.
Or the future or the present.
But, yeah.
You know, you can't expect, you know, it's a soundtrack to the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
And we're going through way different things right now.
Yeah, and it's going to sound different 10 years from now.
Yep.
And we're going to be mad 10 years from now. Like, what?
I think this is going to be, considered a really good era for music. Like, this time stamp.
I mean, it has to be so diverse and accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, great.
Everyone has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's possible for everybody, which is a good thing and a challenging thing, too, at the same time.
There's a lot of noise.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise.
You have to be patient and... cut through it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Or wait till people cut through it to find what you're doing too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can find a tribe anywhere right now, so.
Yeah.
That's definitely big. And you can make an album on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you really can do whatever. Yeah. But so let's break into some new stuff though. What would you think for each of you, what is the theme for 2018?
18?
In your 18 eyes. What do you think, looking back, what was the theme this year for you? Whoever's got it first.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. There's a lot to think about. It's loaded.
Yeah. I'd probably say the opposite of divide and conquer, like build and conquer.
Okay.
That's like, that's been it. Like I just seen, you know, like people always say like Boston's like real clicky, you know, or the city's, I don't know, I can only speak for Boston. Like it's real clicky in terms of music. And I think we reached across like clicks, like so to speak. Like I have my homies, I got the people I trust, you know, and it's very few, but like, I have the people I trust and I confide in and that I care about, like, on a deep, deep level, like, on how your mama's doing level. And then, you know, I got the people who, like, I love and care about, like, I want to see you do well, you know? But, like, we're not checking in with each other every day. And we're reaching across all of those different things to, like, get the common goal of, like, let's be able to do this music. Let's find access to these institutions. Let's, how many people can we transition from to full-time artists this year? You know, like, and I think that's been like a common goal for all of us. Like, what do you need? Oh, okay, you need space. Oh, okay, you need more shows. Oh, okay, you need advice. You need a manager. You need, you know, whatever. Right. And I think we've all kind of have like stepped up to the plate in this DIY kind of way. Like, and I think that's been the year. Like, I see so many names now that like, which is like, I don't know. It's just like, it's really exciting to see these names. And I think it's because of the kind of mindset shift that I've seen happen a little bit over the last year.
All right.
Yeah.
Mine's is that, you know, that Jeopardy music.
Yeah.
Patience, bro. Patience. It's my whole theme for the year is patience.
Mm.
I mean, I'm 3 years without an album.
Hmm.
Still here somehow, still afloat, and people still think I'm doing something important. So be patient. What am I rushing for? Time's okay. Man-made.
Hmm. Oh, you meant theme. My bad.
No. I'm he tripping. Answered it differently than I expected.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Got you.
I'm in a good headspace. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's great. I love it. You're like positivity. You're leaking positivity.
Was about Latrell James.
Yo,
I ain't seen me. I've been working out. I grew my hair. I'll take care of myself. Now, like, what?
Yeah. You hit that bed like what? Three days a week?
That's five.
That was my favorite snap, bro.
5 days a week.
Yeah. What?
I hit the gym every nice. Day. 5 days. I changed my whole life.
That's me in 2019. Here's a goal.
I fell off the gym hard this year.
Really? It's not good, man. It's not good.
Gym fell on me.
I mean, it's not that bad. Like, don't shame yourself.
Yeah, what are you telling me?
I mean, like, but at the end of the day, like, you know?
I'm shame-free.
To be the best Sam.
Yeah, don't shame yourself.
Yeah.
You look good.
I've been getting more massages, though.
Yo, those are important, yo.
So
those are mad important.
Yes.
Yo, massages have you feeling like a million.
Yeah.
For acupuncture?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried that?
Acupuncture? No, I haven't done that yet.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. I recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working out mentally.
Hit the chiro too. Hit the chiropractor while you're at it. Might as well just take care of your whole body at that. I'm serious.
He's like, yo, one thing at a time.
I have some good friends with back trouble, and I never want that because it's bad.
It is bad.
You got one life, bro. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the gym tomorrow for you.
See,
guys.
Thank
Word.
You, bro.
You gotta
put, it on.
Yeah, I was about to say put it on the gram.
You gotta go on the gram if your name on the
mirror selfie. The
exactly. Thing.
Just get the logo.
The Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Get your skinny leg on.
Yeah, he really definitely just get leg day too much.
All right, you guys are gonna get the private DMs with it.
Lit.
I don't use Snapchat.
I'm gonna make them public.
Nah, I'm not on Snapchat either. So.
Yeah, no, they'll be public, but you guys are getting it too.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Just
okay.
So you know.
Thank you.
I'll start with legs.
Trying to give
I'll make it super
want.
Real.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All right. You're doing your 30 minutes of cardio too, right?
No.
What?
Never ran, never will, Latrell.
Well, I start my day 30 minutes cardio, then I do the workout, the lifting for 30, and then we get out of there, but we do an hour.
I don't have that much time. Like, I'm
not in 2018, we don't.
We'll talk off it. This is not what they want to listen to. All
right, you're right.
That's
right.
Why
let's
I did that.
Do it.
I'm like, all right, cool.
We'll talk later about the gym, but
cool.
So, do you have a broader theme or just patience?
Not just patience. Okay. That's the key.
Okay. And I agree, Boston is crazy clicky.
Mm.
But the cool thing is once you know, you know. And like people are sharing that information more. You know what I mean?
What if you aren't in any of those things, bro? What if you're just the guy that floats? Or the person that floats?
But you still know, like, this is a thing for promoters. Like, for some reason, it's still mostly word of mouth, and you see who's going where. Mm-hmm. And so you still have to know somebody who
Absolutely.
Knows, you know? And that Absolutely. Is the thing I would like to see change. But it's cool because now I'm seeing more people. I used to run into one or two people in multiple rooms. Mm-hmm. Now I'm seeing a lot of people in a lot of different rooms and things like that, which is what I like to see.
I agree.
And people definitely building and sticking it out, consistency.
Yeah.
I think we can see who is really about this and who was like, oh, I'm going to try this out, you know?
Mm-hmm. They yeah, definitely.
They faded away quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. I kind of want to do a little open forum. I prepared some questions, but I know you have things to get off your chest.
Not me, man. I'm happy.
I'm looking more at Oompa.
I'm chilling. I'm mostly.
It doesn't have to be negative off your chest, but if you could, you know, this is your form. If you can talk to the world, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, what are you saying?
I mean, I don't really want to talk to the world. Just the Boston homies. Keep working. Stuff is way closer than you think. There's way more eyes on you than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that numbers mean everything. And go meet people. Stop thinking you can get everything done through an email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I second that. And also want to say, like, I feel like so often we get caught up on, like, I know I was getting caught up on this, on like, oh, I hear they're talking trash about me. Oh, what if they don't like this? Oh, you know, I didn't get this look. Oh, I feel like somebody stepped over me. Oh, and it's like, okay, that's true. Some of those things are true. People talk trash about you. Maybe you deserved a better look, or maybe da da da. And all of those things are true. And I think the thing is like, the city is not it. Like, if the city is your goal, then stay concerned about it. That's cool. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you need to know what your goal is. If your goal is the city, conquer the city. But for me, it's like, I don't know. I'm trying to like make music, and I want people in different countries to love my music. I want to be able to go different places and people love and have been inspired by my music. So at the end of the day, like, this little thing in my hand is more powerful than that trash talk. You know, like, the way I build my brand or my business is more important than whether or not somebody gives me a show that I've already, like, I've already done this venue 6 times this year. Why do I need number 7? You know, like, why, you know, like, and so I feel like I was really caught up on just, like, negativity, but I actually was talking to Latrell, and I was talking to Latrell's manager, you know, and I was like, and they was just like, oh, yo, you got to be positive, you know? And it just, it changed how I saw everything. It sounds simple. It's just like simple, but it's like, no, like, you need to stay positive. Like, you know, it's you have a good life in front of you right now. Like, look at that. And since I've been looking at that, I'm just kind of like, wow, the world is a lot bigger than my, like, sadness. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. That's my biggest thing, is that it's possible, you know? You just got to, like, think outside the box. Like, you can see all these different pictures and these posters, and I happen to be benefiting from being a face on one of those posters, like, a lot. And people are, you know, whatever. But it's, like, at the end of the day, it's bigger than that. Like, if I put out the new album and my face is not all over the place again, I'm still going to be doing what I'm doing. Doesn't matter, you know? So right. it's good to get looks, but it's, like, It's not it. If you love your art and you're making it from genuine places and you're trying to grow, it's possible. Period. That's why I am.
They can't hear Latrell's head nod.
I heard
they are heavy.
I'm just saying, like, what is there for me to really say? Nothing. In that situation, like, that's exactly how I feel. So
looking forward then.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to have goals for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the Wikipedia pages, which are like a light goal, you know, a passive goal. Please do not work towards that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It'll be cool if it pops up. It'll make all the, you know, amateur interviewers' jobs a little easier. So, what's your goal for next year for yourself?
Hmm.
I don't really have an overall goal. I have, like, a bunch of really attainable goals that I think is really possible. I don't really like to think of, like, oh, this is my dream. Like, I just like to think of things that I can actually do. And if I achieve those small goals, it would lead to the ultimate goal, which I don't really know what that is because, like, I don't know. Do I want to be famous? I don't think I want to be famous. I think I just really want to just live off the art. And, like, that's where my happiness, like, resides at. So, like, I don't think about that stuff. I mean, the only thing I'm thinking about is... How am I gonna how am I going to just turn this into, you know, the craft and sharpen my craft, and how am I going to turn this into, like, you know, a livable income at the end of the day? It's really the mind state. Like, I'm not, it's just, I don't know. I know people that got it and aren't happy. So, like, it's terrifying. So, if I get it, am I going to be happy? Like, I don't know. So,
yeah.
I'm straight. I think that if we just...
We need something you can give a letter grade to this time next year.
I mean, there's small goals. So, like, I can give somebody, like, one of my small goals. All right, cool. Like, I want to hit 1 million streams on Spotify.
Okay.
That's an attainable goal. So, that's my goal. But, like, okay, that's just a numbers thing. Right. My real goal is just happiness, yo.
I could give you a goal.
Go for it.
Last year, you told me you still hadn't taken your... quote unquote biggest chance yet. You were waiting to take it. Can you take it next year?
Ooh.
I mean, I've taken it already.
You took it?
Yeah.
Ooh, say more.
All right.
That's just the
truth.
Yeah,
you can't.
So what is it?
I mean, see, like, but see, like,
you had it.
A chance is, I mean, like, I think what people are assuming is that it's something like physical. It's like, it could be a mind state. For me, the chance I'm taking is like, yo, I'm really just betting all in on myself at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe, like, from what I've, the response I've gotten from the things, the small sample size that I got, I know, like, yo, you got something, just run with it. And I'm betting 100%, 200% on myself this year. That's my leap. That's literally the leap. And that started in the last, hasn't been a full month yet, so like 8 months. Yeah.
Yo, congratulations.
Thank you.
Those wings will sprout before you hit the ground.
Yo, like, I'm in a different place, man. Yeah, like, this music stuff is like, I could be gone tomorrow, man.
Okay.
It's life, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
Definitely.
I'm sorry for the heavy talk, bro.
No, it's not heavy. That was good.
First of all, never apologize.
Yeah. Yo, I'm just saying, because, like, I don't know, man. Like, this music stuff is just, it is what it is, bro. Yeah. Like, that, it's the music stuff, but then there's a life aspect to it, too.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how to, like, exist with this music stuff. It's, they're two separate things at the end of the day.
Balance is
and
crazy.
You're damn near two different people when you do them at the end of the day. So it's just, it's a lot, yo.
Yeah. Balance is so crucial.
And you're you're everywhere, bro.
Don't look to me for inspiration. I'm
you're
trying
good
to,
at it. You're
I'm
juggling.
Trying to figure out how to tie it
you're
together.
You're juggling, bro.
Get
you're
that
juggling.
Life part to yeah. have a bigger sliver of yeah. the pie.
I'll do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I be forgetting to live sometimes, definitely. I'm like, I don't know, I'm just hungry, yo. I'm just hungry. Like, I at the end of the day, I'm just like, I don't know, man. I just... Yeah, I don't know. I want to make good. I want to be in the conversation. Like, the conversation. Like, when you say most growth, I want to be in that conversation. When you say, you know, hardest working, I want to be in that conversation. When you say best, I want you to have a crack at what that might mean for me. You
Preach.
Know, like I don't know what that means, but I want you to maybe mention me, you know. So I just, like, I'm just like... Everything I do is like, I don't know, like, my friendships, I don't know, I gotta work on them, you know, because all I see now is like this thing, and I know it's like mad close, and I'm just like, oh, if I get there, we all good. So just be patient, like, ride with me a little bit longer, because when it happens, it's gonna happen. I don't even know, that doesn't answer the question, but I think, like, one of the things I was really happy about this year, and it's like small, and it matters, but whatever, is like, I told myself, if I could make more money than I did as a second year teacher, then I'll stay. Like, because I gotta pay my bills. Like, I'm gonna always make music, but I'll stay full time. And I did that this year. And I was like,
congrats.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
big deal,
that.
Big deal.
And I was like, okay. All right, God. Thank you. And also, what's next, you know? So this year I wanna put out a new body of work, take it on tour, really just meet new people and go to different places. Yeah, I don't know. If I could get close to buying some property or something, like being here more permanently, I'll do that.
Okay.
Like, I'll do that. And if I could bring the business to me so I don't have to leave the city, I'll do that.
It's going to be tough.
Okay. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to try to do that this year. So I'm going to try to bring, like, it's not all about the business, but at the end of the day, you got to sustain yourself, you
right.
know? So if I can bring the business to me so I don't have to go to LA or New York or whatever, like, I'm a, I want, like, that's the goal for me.
Word.
Yeah.
You got my number, so.
Yo, word.
All I want is for my friends to not have to worry about this money piece of the puzzle, you know?
It's not real anyway.
Ugh. Right, but it dictates so much of what.
So much.
You know, it would be great to do. How much great art have we missed out on?
Yeah.
Because people haven't been able to square that away.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
You know? And you're real smart, Latrell, too, because, like, you produce, you're an artist, like, you study, and, like, you gave yourself resources, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can make an album tomorrow and put that out. And that's resourceful. And I know, but it takes so much more to get that album to where you want it to go. But you could, and, like,
I could,
that's crazy.
But I also, like, I don't know. I just take pride in paying my homies, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I might not even put out an album that I got mixed, mastered, and paid people for beats for, but... Like, I don't know, I just take pride in that stuff. Like,
for sure.
When you're able to put some money in your friend's pocket, or we make, like, when, I know, like, when Billy Loman get money from, like, something from OK, he's like, yo, that's dope
that's
to me.
Because,
like, I could put money in his pocket. Like, we got something done with Isotope where I was able to put money in his pocket, like, from a record that we just came up with in a room. Like, that stuff is the coolest stuff in the world to me. That's what, like, when I talk about money, it ain't got to be $100,000. It could just be $250 that you split with the homie when y'all made this record, just smoking a little tree, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just the happy moments to me, man. Like, I'll never forget that stuff. Only award I want, by the way, at the BMAs, which is cool, is that one, because it just means so much to me, because it takes more than one person to actually make a record happen. Mm. So.
Yeah.
Or the live artist one, because it takes more than one person to be a live artist. Yeah. So, you know how I go. You know how I go. You know how I go.
Shout out Loman, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
His calculator beats.
My gosh.
You haven't seen how he's making beats right now.
Yeah, he's on the KO, man.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
It's legit a TI-83.
And you can write boob with it.
Oh, man.
Really, go watch one of his stories or something.
Nah, he's crazy.
We have... Man, the production out here is just insane, right?
Amazing.
Now.
It's way better than the rap in my eyes, but that's a different story. We'll talk about that off air.
Yeah. It's crazy.
We'll talk about that off air.
Shout out Nightworks 1 year anniversary Saturday night.
Man.
Yo, shout out Foyzy one time, because that was insane. Brain Orchestra, Razan, Rael, Samo on the visuals.
Mm.
Like that.
Kadeem.
Kadeem, the host with the most. I gotta stop saying that. And just everyone in the building, because the production out here. Someone said,
"We've seen it already. Don't do it.
Yeah, we talked about it on the industry one last week.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
Yeah, there is.
Someone said. Someone said.
Oh, I thought this was the actual thing.
Someone really said something. Yeah,
just really look around you, because that's the biggest thing for artists. Just please look around, because, and like Latrell said, you can do a lot by meeting people.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark Maron for teaching me that
Yo,
lesson.
Yo, Mark Maron, man.
You didn't show up
if you,
at
you're
church.
You're not performing at church if you don't meet Mark Maron himself. You're like, it's what it is.
He's going to delete
Branded
every
authentic.
Email you send him. I don't know if he deleted them. I always pictured his inbox as this giant unread thing.
Nope.
Maybe he selected all and deleted a page by page.
Crazy.
But, all right, what do you guys think overall, though? Like, what are the biggest hurdles facing this next year?
I don't know.
I want my homies to quit their jobs. I want them to be able to quit the jobs they hate so they could do what they love. And whether that means teaming up with other people to do it or doing it on their own, I want that. But I think the roadblock, honestly, for me has been, and like homies I be talking to, is like capital. Like, you got all these people that own mad businesses. You got these people that, you know, can provide grants. You got these people that can cut checks. And they do it selectively when it, like, benefits them in the short term. And I'm just like, come on, where's my rich white uncle when I need him? Like, cut me a check so I can make this album, this the greatest product that I can make, or the art that I want to make, and I promise you it'll pay you off. Like, if we're just thinking about business, it'll, like, in the long run, just like I just need the ability to create, and, like, you know, like, and not have to just be like, okay, cool, like, I got the first 6 months on lock, second 6 months, I don't know, gotta figure that out, you know, like, I don't nobody wants to live like that, and it's a privilege to even have this conversation, so I recognize that. But I just really just, like, I'm just like, man, somebody cut a check for me, I will pay you back, yo. Eventually, like, I be telling Sally Mae, man, I'll pay you back, lady.
Pay you back,
Yeah,
well, I don't, my new goal hurt. Is to become your rich white uncle.
Thank you, please.
I'm working on something like that, but we'll. But Latrell, what do you see as a hurdle?
I'm trying to figure out how this comes out like in a clean way. Not even like offensive. Nah, so all right, cool. So like, no, I'm trying to just think it through before I say it. So like, I think like the biggest hurdle is like, firstly, Massachusetts doesn't really even care about the art scene.
You don't think so?
Nah, because we're not, like, you can go check the stats. We're not even close to the top 10 funded in any of these cities, bro. New York City invests a lot of money into the art scene. And then the problem that occurs is that Massachusetts wants to act like they care about the art scene. So when you act like you care about the art scene, you actually start raping the pockets of the artists that are actually trying to build the art scene. So now you're paying us artists less money because the city doesn't want to give you more money to pay us. So all of us start getting this trickle-down effect where at the end of the day, it's almost impossible for us as artists to live as an artist. So we have to be an artist and then go work three jobs.
Shout out to MDOT.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the biggest hurdle. Like, how do we need to talk about what's going on. Like, don't have us do festivals, don't have us do shows if you can't pay us what we're worth
and on time.
And on time. And
yeah,
it's just crazy. At the end of the day, that's the biggest issue. Is the city really doesn't prioritize art. So like, how are we gonna profit off of it here? Like, that's what people are getting the issue. Oh, we gotta leave. Yeah, we leave because
somebody else is gonna pay.
Right.
Somebody else is paying us in New York double what you're trying to pay me here, and you want me to fill out the venue. You want me to do Instagram promo. You want me to do this.
Right.
And you paying me $500, and you want a band, and you want us for an hour. That don't make no sense.
And three other people that you don't see still gotta get paid.
That don't make no sense. Yeah. Like, that's the problem with what's here, and like, that's the biggest hurdle. I don't know if it's for me, because like at the end of the day, I'm still gonna do what I do, but I think like I'm trying to figure out how to close that gap.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that gap needs to be closed.
Uh-huh.
There's mad grants out here, but like nobody's out here promoting them. But Oompa, low key, like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is you do see more
facts.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, did you see the Create Well? Yo, it's 5,000, dog.
I swear they need to cut you a check, low key. Man, but that's a different story.
Yeah,
I'd be getting like 3% of them, but
I hope you get all of that.
Appreciate you.
They owe you. A lot of people owe you, but it's different.
I think they're making more effort. I'll give that.
Definitely.
But you're right. There's a long way to go.
And shout out Boston people, Foundation.
Yeah, there's a long way to go everywhere. Well, and the grant thing's tricky too, because then you have, you know, the institutions that thrive off grants, who then their whole goal is just to write grants, and then you can only support artists that look good for the grants, and then it's a whole, there's many pieces of this particular begging for money puzzle.
Can I say one more thing about that? Real quick, just like, I was thinking about like that, you like who looks good for the grant? You know what I mean? And I just encourage people, if you're in a position to give artists money, to hire artists, to get them on, like, I think checking your respectability politics is important. Because I think a lot of rappers who, you know, like my street dudes have just as much to say, to teach, and as valuable, you know, as a scholar. So it's just like, and they have just as much hustle, ambition, and business, you know, mindset as the next person. So it's like trap rap, whoever, like, I think there's value to be added everywhere, and I think people who are in positions need to, like,
yeah, if you're booking hip-hop and you're leaving the street out of it,
it's weird on stuff.
It's weird.
That's who this is for, like, you know, this is where it comes from.
Yep.
You know, it's supposed to be
here,
accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, that goes for any sort of exclusionary practices with hip hop, you know?
Right.
That's a bigger conversation as well. Like,
I'll come back next week.
Well, when you get even the way you judge it, and like, oh, this sounds that way, or this sounds that way.
Yeah.
It's so they have a voice, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's why I don't get into rating things on technicality and can they chop, can they do this? Like,
if
you know,
you like
what
it
I mean?
Or if you don't. Right.
If you can speak and it gives you a way to tell your story, then
cool.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel it, I like it, that's it.
If it's not for me, it's not for me. It is what it is.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Thank you so much.
Hey,
one more time for coming through, because this is, like you said, you don't know how many people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest challenges is because there's not necessarily clear paths and clear industry and clear you do this, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
In New England, you know, the more we share, the more it helps everyone, because mm-hmm. everyone is kind of blindly moving around right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
And you only figure out where stuff is by stepping on toes or walking into things and stuff like that. So the more you can shine lights, you know, it's good for everybody, because, you know, the more lights we got,
definitely,
the better we are. So thank you. And best of luck to both of y'all tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're even competing in a few categories.
I hope the best for everybody.
Competing with, yeah.
So
I'm not really competing with the homies, though.
Yeah.
I know what
not
you
against,
mean.
Yeah.
But it's good to see that many names that I know.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good look.
So good luck to that. This will be out.
They nominate you this year? They didn't do that? Say less.
Next year.
Get we need all new.
Well, that's an issue.
They're supposed to be coming on here to talk with me soon, so we'll be talking about that.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
This will be live on iTunes, Spotify, LFODradio.com, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you can get a podcast on Thursday. If you subscribe now, though, you can get it right away. That's like sometime Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Just LFOD Radio on everything. We're at LFOD Radio _ on Twitter. Hashtag State of NEHH, and it's at Latrell James, at I am Latrell.